This is the Texas Standard. I'm Lauren Silverman with KERA North Texas, filling in for host David Brown. The surge in immigrant children has also prompted Texas Governor Abbott to extend National Guard deployments at the border. For more on that, we're joined by Paul Weber. He's a reporter covering the story for the Associated Press. Hey, Paul, thanks for your time.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So first, do we have any idea how many National Guard troops there are already patrolling the border?
We don't have an exact number. Neither Governor Abbott nor the Texas National Guard are giving out that an exact figure. What we do know is that it's probably in the low hundreds. So you might remember that in the summer of 2014, when Governor Perry first deployed the National Guard to the border, he sent up to 1,000 troops. But as recently as February, state officials said that there's only about 200 troops there. And that was anticipation of an expected drawdown to eventually, you know, get the troops out of there. So with this announcement yesterday, state officials said that no new deployments are going to the border. So that likely means that the few hundred that were there expected to go home this month will probably just remain.
So they were expecting to go home, maybe even be home for the holidays.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, state officials have not, they've been really protective with that information about when the end date of this deployment would be. Following the announcement yesterday when Governor Abbott said he was extending their deployment, they finally said that, well, the plan was to bring everybody home this month. Now they're going to be there even longer indefinitely. And I think it's important to remember that this is already one of the longest domestic deployments by the National Guard in U.S. history. So now it's a question of how much longer they're going to be there.
So what is their role exactly at the border?
So National Guard troops on the border are armed. They're in uniform. They look like soldiers, but they actually have just an observational role. You know, unlike the Border Patrol or DPS troopers who are having an increased presence down there, the National Guard is really just there to observe. So their role is they see something, they might see someone crossing the border, they'll call DPS or they'll call Border Patrol and have them deal with it, but they don't actually make any arrests. So they're really just an extra set of eyes.
It's an expensive extra set of eyes, too. How is Abbott going to pay for the extended stay?
Right. So, you know, Abbott's already spent a lot of money in his first year on the job on border security. You know, he came into office, made this a top priority, approved $800 million in border security spending. That's everything from more troops to a new spy plane to, you know, boats.
That was a record, right?
Yeah,
that
it was a record. It was more than double than any money that Governor Rick Perry approved. And, you know, obviously he was no slouch on border security spending. So it's a lot of money. And it's not as much as when this deployment was first announced. I mean, the price tag on that was about $12 million a month. Going forward, it's more likely to be in the $1 million range.
So Governor Abbott also ordered the Texas Department of Public Safety to increase patrols along the border. How are these groups and the Border Patrol working together with the National Guard troops?
Right. So it was interesting. You know, Border Patrol was actually, their chief was on the border yesterday when Abbott made this announcement. And, you know, the Obama administration has been real sensitive about this because when the Governor Abbott comes out and says the feds aren't doing their job, so I need to extend the deployment, the Obama administration's like, well, we've committed more resources down there than, you know, any point in history. That being said, the Border Patrol chief, you know, didn't criticize the governor's move yesterday. He just reiterated that Border Patrol works together already with DPS, with the National Guard, with local sheriffs and local police that are already on the border. So the message, at least on the border and not in Austin, is that, you know, we're all cooperating and we're all on the same page.
So there haven't been any problems between the groups yet?
No problems between the groups yet, no.
Paul Weber is a reporter for the Associated Press. Thanks so much.
Thank you.